Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Often when I'm speaking to a crowd at any number of seminars that I do, I'll have a question from the audience. Hey, Eric, should I get my home inspected before I put it on the market? And my response is, don't do that. And here's why. I understand that you want to be better prepared for the market by having it pre-inspected and then addressing the concerns that the inspector brings up. However, you're actually paying someone to find things wrong with your house that the buyers are going to pay for themselves. And furthermore, your inspector is going to be different than their inspector. Plus, the buyers want their inspector to find some issues to make it worth their while to have done the inspection. I mean, who doesn't love a perfect house? But in reality, you may find things through your inspector that would never actually have come up. Or worse, the inspector that you hire might be wrong and raises question about things that you then have to address, either with full disclosure about what the issue might be, or, again, fixing that item. Now, let's take a case in point. Suppose your inspector, you've paid for this person $300-$400 to have them come through your house prior to putting your house on the market, and they discover that you have asbestos tile in the floors in your basement. Or they discover that you have a wet basement problem. You have a penetration issue. Maybe they discover there's an electrical problem with the electrical box. Maybe you've got aluminum wiring in the box. Now, you didn't know some of these things, perhaps, and so you now have to resolve this aluminum wiring because it's a defect. It actually could cause arcing, and you would have to address that up front, either by disclosing the knowledge of it or by changing out your box. Same thing with the asbestos tile. It's not a defect as long as the tile is intact and face down. I sold a home recently in Potomac, Maryland, where, yes, there is asbestos tile underneath the carpet, actually, in the basement. Now, we disclosed that there was asbestos tile, and actually the lender required that an inspection be performed to be sure that the tile wasn't frying. It's the frying that of the asbestos getting into the air, people breathing it into their lungs, that causes problems. As long as the asbestos is face down as it was originally intended as an insulating barrier between the cold concrete floor and the tile above, there's no issue. It just needs to be contained in place. But still, you have to now resolve and address the issues that have come up. So I wouldn't recommend doing a home inspection prior to putting your house on the market. My recommendation is let the buyers do it themselves. Now, that said, I've had two sales this spring blow up because of an inspection. Recently, we put a house up for sale, and we got an offer on the property within about 2.5 to 3 weeks. The price was acceptable to our client, and the buyers wanted to do any number of tests as they were coming in from out of state to make sure that they were comfortable with the property, including radon and moisture and mold and a home inspection and so on. And we said, sure, no problem. Even lead paint was tested. Well, there were no issues on the property, and I still don't know why the buyer blew it up, but I think it had to do with the home inspection. And what's important is that I, as a listing agent, did not get a copy of the inspection report. Now, you might think, well, you should get a copy of the inspection report if they're going to end the sale. And the answer is yes and no. They have the right in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, and in most states in this fine country, the buyers have the right not to disclose the inspection so long as they simply opt out of the contract under the terms of the home inspection contingency, meaning they have a declaration of null and void option without delivery of the inspection. Now, I really don't want to receive the inspection for the same reason I just discussed previously about getting the inspection prior to putting the house up for sale, because once I've received a copy, I now have to address all of those issues with my seller, and I have to make them aware of them, and I have to give them the opportunity then of either fixing the items, repairing the items, replacing the items, or just disclosing that there's a problem with one of the items. So we didn't get the benefit of that. I'm frankly grateful because the next person who comes in and puts a contract in will most likely get through the inspection and move forward with the purchase, and we'll negotiate something else. I have another property that I have under contract. The buyers have written a request for a sum of money of the seller in lieu of having the work performed. So let's pretend. you've got a house, let's say, that's got moisture in the basement. There's actually a settling of one of the walls, a tree that's on the outside of one of the walls, and the buyers want to have the tree removed. They want to have the settlement issue addressed. They want to have mold checked on. They want to have the electrical panel box replaced because it's an old aluminum wiring box. And so they've come up with a sum of money and they've requested the seller just give them a credit towards their closing costs and they'll take care of all the work after closing. And really, that is a far more preferable way to resolve home inspections because then you don't have to do the work so long as the amount of money is reasonable in light of the work that needs to be performed, right? So we're negotiating based on a specific dollar amount for the items involved and are both coming up with what we feel is fair. I say both. The buyer and the seller are both coming up with what they feel is fair to themselves, and I'm negotiating on behalf of the seller in the situation. So home inspections can blow things. A lead paint inspection, you know, in my entire career, I think I've had one lead paint issue. It was a house that was built in the 30s. Most houses do not have lead paint. It might be on the door jams or the window jams, but there's really, you might even be a landlord. You might own some real estate someplace that has lead in, and you've had lead tests and you've had it encapsulated and so on. But most houses don't, and most buyers don't do a lead test. Termite inspections, absolutely. 99% of the time, buyers will do a termite inspection to be sure that there aren't any active infestations in the property. And I highly recommend it. It's a pretty cheap inspection. Typically, it's $50 to $75 to do an inspection. Whether you get a warranty on your house or not, if you are going to live in your home for a long time, I definitely encourage you to keep an eye on the termites. They typically will find their way in through the front stoop of your house. Why? Because builders, when they build, they throw their leftover wood underneath the front stoop before they pour the concrete, or they come in through the front stoop because there's a lot of mulch typically, which is, again, wood. So it's just, you know, feeding frenzy opportunity for the for those termite fellas and gals to just enjoy. So we also have radon issues. You know what radon is? That's that colorless and odorless gas that comes up through the earth's crust. And depending upon where you might be, your property might have a higher level than other places. Recently, we had a property tested, and the radon level came at 9.6. And the EPA required, actually, highest elevation the EPA would suggest that you allow in your house is 4 picocuries. So this was a good bit over that, but it only takes about $1,300 to resolve it. Home inspections can be resolved if they come with a list of the items that the buyers want and they're reasonable. And most sales will work out just fine. As I said, if you're a seller of a house, you don't want to do your own inspection and you don't want to receive an inspection if the buyer's going to cancel. The Market Ready Guide, you've heard me talk about this particular guide quite often on the show. I want to encourage you, go to our new website, ericstewartgroup.com, download a free copy of the Market Ready Guide. In here, I give you what are the things you can do to your home that will get you the most money. I've pulled together a host of information that shows what the D.C. metro area average cost is for like a low-cost kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel. What's the average resale value for what you put into it and the average cost recouped? Believe it or not, the average low-cost kitchen remodel only recoups 70% of what you put into it. So oftentimes it's not worth doing that kind of thing. I also cover getting top dollar on the exterior, and my guaranteed buy program, plus the quiet listing. Maybe you really want to sell your house, but you don't want the sign and you don't want a lockbox. And frankly, you just want to have people walk through on appointment only. Get more information in the Market Ready Guide. Download your free copy at ericstewartgroup.com. But for those of you who don't have the web yet, no problem. I'm going to take care of you. Just call me now at 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's 1-800-900-9104. All right. Well, coming up to the closing segment of my show in just a second.